Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Mitt Romney is celebrating this morning after his narrow win in the Iowa caucuses last night. He edged out former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum by a mere 8 votes, the closest contest in Iowa history. But New Hampshire primary voters may not care about who won in Iowa. According to a new CNN survey, likely primary voters who followed the Iowa caucuses last night did not change their opinions about the candidates. Romney still leads in New Hampshire with a solid 47%. His closest competitor, Texas Congressman Ron Paul, comes in a distant second at 17%. Joining us now for more on what's next in the race in New Hampshire is WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
So, Bianca, with one vote out of the way out in Iowa and Mitt Romney still out in front in New Hampshire, when's he come to New Hampshire?
Well, as soon as he's done with the talk shows in Iowa, of course. Romney will arrive today in New Hampshire at noon. He's going straight to town halls at a Manchester high school, and he'll do more town halls tonight and tomorrow. Romney's only talking about Obama these days. He doesn't say much about the other candidates. Here he is in last night's victory speech.
After being inaugurated, he was on the Today Show, and he said, look, if I can't get this economy turned around in 3 years, I'll be looking at a one-term proposition. And we are here to collect. Let me tell you.
Senator John McCain is reportedly planning to endorse Romney today in New Hampshire, and that should help him there, since McCain won that primary 4 years ago. Although I'm not sure Romney will fully embrace McCain in other parts of the country.
And what about Rick Santorum? He hasn't spent much time at all in New Hampshire up to this point.
That's right, not since November 12th. Conventional wisdom says Santorum's focus on abortion and other sort of values issues won't play well in New Hampshire. Polls show him getting about 3% of support among those voters. Listen to a speech last night. He thanked his wife, and then he thanked someone else.
I've survived the challenges so far by the daily grace that comes from God.
Regardless, Santorum has to raise some money and hire campaign staff fast if he wants to compete with Romney. He has very little campaign infrastructure. The challenge for him will definitely be ramping up in New Hampshire, and we'll see it. He's supposed to arrive there today.
And Ron Paul, where's he go from here? He was third in Iowa, but still got 20% of the vote, very close behind Santorum and Romney in Iowa.
That's right. Ron Paul has not released a schedule yet, but I'm reading on Twitter that he is going back to Texas to rest for a couple of days before heading back to New Hampshire. If that's true, I'm not sure exactly what that means. His supporters looked pretty disappointed in videos from his Iowa headquarters last night.
Because he didn't win and they had hoped for a victory in Iowa last night.
Exactly.
Ron Paul's not the only one going back to Texas. As we've heard this morning, Rick Perry is going home to think about the future of his candidacy.
Right. He and Michelle Bachmann weren't planning to do New Hampshire. They were going straight to South Carolina for its primary. I should mention that Newt Gingrich is still in the game. He arrived early this morning in New Hampshire. He's buying up a lot of newspaper and ad space and television time with spots highlighting the difference between himself and Romney. He's doing town halls today and tomorrow. And of course, John Huntsman has been in New Hampshire all along, hoping his maverick style would resonate there.
But of course, John Huntsman is still way back in the polls in New Hampshire. That new CNN poll out this morning has him third behind Mitt Romney, the front runner, and Ron Paul. Bianca, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.